adulteress, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week, and I pay tithes on my whole income. But the tax collector stood off at a distance and would not even raise his eyes to heaven, but beat his breast and prayed, O God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, the latter went home justified, not the former. For whoever exalts himself will be humbled, but the one who humbles himself will be exalted. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus. Dear friends, this Sunday in the Gospel, we meet two very different men. One is a Pharisee, and the other is a tax collector. Now, just to remind you, so the Pharisees were a kind of the Jews that they kind of boasted of keeping all the rules, right? Keeping all the law perfectly, but yet their heart was not in it. Okay, so they kept the letter of the law, but you know, they didn't love God. They didn't really do it out of love for Him. The other man was a tax collector who was a public sinner. So he not only collected taxes, but tax collectors at the time of our Lord, they were also known to steal and to rob, right? So you have two very different men, okay? And they both pray, they both are in the temple area praying very differently. And so what I want to do, first of all, I want to focus on the Pharisee, okay? So the Pharisee prays this. He says, oh God, now remember, he's the one that thinks he keeps all the rules, his heart not in it. He says, oh God, I thank you that I am not like the rest of humanity, greedy, dishonest, adulterous. Or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week and I pay tithes on my whole income. So you see, friends, what the Pharisee is doing here, he's comparing himself to the tax collector. He's measuring himself with this other man. And I think that what the Holy Spirit and what the Lord wants to draw our attention to is what happens when we compare ourselves to another person, right? Because this is something that many of us struggle with, myself included, right? But it's very interesting because, friends, whenever we compare ourselves to another person, it's exactly what the evil one wants us to do. The devil loves it whenever we compare. Why? Because what does it do whenever I compare myself, it brings division. It brings division in my family or in the parish or in the workplace, right? And the devil, that's exactly what he wants to do. He is one that divides, okay? So whenever we compare ourselves, we do this in two ways, right? The first way we do it like negatively, like the Pharisee in the Gospel. We say, at least I'm not like the other guy, right? We say, at least my sins, they're not as bad as his. Or at least my family doesn't have the problems that other family has. And so the reason that this creates division is because what does this do? It creates pride in our heart. At least I'm not as bad off as the other guy. At least I'm better than him. I've got one up on him. You see, it creates this sense of pride and superiority, right? But we can also compare ourselves positively, right? And maybe this is where we most of the time fall into. I wish I had what that other person has. I wish I had that job. Or I wish I had received that promotion. I wish my family would be as good as that other person's family. I wish my spouse would do that for me. So you see, when we do this, when we compare ourselves in that positive way, it creates envy. Envy in my heart. I wish I had what that other person has, and because they have it, I don't like them. And then we start to think negatively on ourselves and have bad or negative self-esteem, right? So you see, friends, this is something that many of us struggle with. It's one of the pitfalls of the spiritual life. Just a personal note. There was a few years ago when I think I still struggle with this a bit, but there was a few years ago when this was very prominent, right? When I found myself comparing myself to another priest. Okay, now don't worry, it wasn't like when I lived here with Father Matt. Okay, so you don't know what I'm talking about. You don't know who it is, right? But what I remember is I remember speaking to another priest about this, and what he did in the middle of our conversation, he reached over to the table next to him, and he grabbed a crucifix and he held it in front of me, and he says, "Father Ben," he says, "this is the only man that you should compare yourself to." And the same is true for all of us. The only person that we could but also must compare ourselves to is Jesus Christ. He's the measure. He's the one that I'm striving, that we're striving to measure up to and to measure ourselves against. Because that's what it means to be Christian, right? It means to be Christ-like, to think like Christ, to act like Christ, to speak like Christ. You see, so it does no good in comparing myself to another person, because all that does is bring division. But when we all compare ourselves to Christ and strive to be and to think and to speak like Him, that's when we grow in holiness. The second man in today's gospel, the tax collector, we should all be like him also in his prayer to God. Because unlike the Pharisee who simply compares himself and says, "at least I'm not like him," what the tax collector does simply sees himself in relation not with another person, but in relation to God. "Be merciful to me, a sinner," is what his prayer is to God. And the Lord says that he went home justified. He went home holy, right? Because he was the one that was truly humble, okay? So remember, humility is not thinking bad about ourselves or having low self-esteem, right? True humility is simply seeing ourselves as God sees us. Like this tax collector sees himself, yes, I'm a sinner, but I'm also a beloved son or a beloved daughter of God, right? One who is loved. And we must remember that God rejoices in us. He rejoices in us and is pleased with us when we strive to be like Jesus, his only begotten Son. And so, friends, I just want to encourage you today, let us ask our Lord today for two particular graces. The first one is the grace of true humility, to be like this tax collector. It doesn't matter how we measure to the person next to us, or to who we work with in the workplace, right? Or another family member, a sibling and their family, right? It doesn't matter how we measure to them. The only one that it matters to is how we measure up to Jesus Christ. and how we compare ourselves to his virtue, his words, his actions, his thoughts. That's who we're striving to become. Let us pray today for the grace of true humility, simply to see ourselves not as another person sees us, but as God sees us. But then the second thing that will help us is that when that other person, right, we can all probably think of that person that we compare ourselves to most especially. When that person does receive a gift or a promotion or a grace, something that maybe we wish we had, rejoice in that. Rejoice in that. Because to God, competition doesn't really matter. We should compete. St. Paul says that we should compete in honoring one another, right? That's the only thing that we should compete about, is how we honor and how we respect one another, right? So when that other person is blessed, let's rejoice. Because anytime a member of the body of Christ, anytime a member of our church family is blessed, we all must rejoice. We all should rejoice, because we are all better for it, right? So let's rejoice when that other person receives graces and receives blessings. And let us be like this tax collector today. Let's see ourselves as God sees us, and let us strive to become children of God, and let us hold Jesus as our only model. May it be so. Amen.